What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Art Off the Grid, and we're talking about basically the right to boycott as a legitimate form of free expression, protest protected by that First Amendment. And we were talking specifically about how a boycott is a way of voting with your wallet by saying, I am not going to buy this product because I don't agree with the policies of that government. Now, you notice the hypocrisy here. We're being told that we cannot refuse to buy Israeli products because we don't agree with Israel's policies. Meanwhile, you've got Donald Trump up there saying, well, we're going to sanction Russia, and we're going to sanction China, and we're going to sanction these people over there because we don't like their policies. So a little bit of a double standard there. And by the way, I've gotten absolutely no response to the comment I made yesterday. With Russiagate completely proven to be a myth, it's time to drop those Russian sanctions.
Yep. So anyway, you know, this is what's called voting with your dollar. And it's also why Walmart has made such a big splash in the United States, because people voted with their dollar in favor of cheaper, basically defective products, cheaper garbage. They would rather pay less money and get something cheap and that's going to break down in a year or two than to pay decent money and get something that's going to last 5 or 10 years. This is called voting with your dollar, and this is why the mom and pops are going out of business. Walmart's making big bucks because people have voted to spend less, get more while getting less at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Anyway,
I see what you're saying.
So this is all, you know, and it's called contract, you know, the right of contract, and this is a form of contract. People don't understand. When you walk into a store and you give them X number of Federal Reserve notes in exchange for an item, this is a contract between you and the person that you're purchasing the product from. You're agreeing under contract with this legal note, legal tender. This is a form of contract. Anyway, with the, because I wanted to really talk about the Beto O'Rourke and the debate last night.
Yes.
And the one thing that really stood out with him, and of course, you know, Bernie, I was just getting a big kick. I mean, he was turning all kind of red in the face, and you could tell he was getting frustrated because everybody except for Elizabeth Warren was hammering him on health care. And it was just, you could tell he was getting frustrated. But Beto O'Rourke said something that just really, I mean, if words could physically slap you, Mike, I got just about damn near knocked out last night. That's how hard this hit me. When he said, if he were elected president, as president, quote, as president, I will sign a reparations bill.
Yes.
Now, you want to talk about you want to piss off some folks. If you don't think for 1 second that won't result in violence and bloodshed, try it, because I guarantee you people will rise up and say, you have got to be out of your flipping mind. You know, the whole thing, this whole, if tonight is anything like last night, Trump's already won this election, and we ain't even got into the run.
Yep.
Because what I saw between the first set of debates a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago, and what I saw last night, if tonight is anything like the past three, Trump's won hands down. I'm serious. He's won hands down, because there's no way any of these people can win. The only one that actually really made any sense at all to me last night, and God, I can't believe I'm actually agreeing with someone, is what was her name? The spiritual author? Harrison, I think her name is?
Yes.
She's the only one that actually made any damn sense last night. And what really got me on her was when she said, until we address these issues, I'm like, holy crap. This is the first time I've ever heard a Democrat say that we need to address these issues, because these are the issues that are plaguing the Democrat Party. And I'm sitting there just blown away at, I mean, if she, as far as I'm concerned, she was the winner last night, because she's the only one that actually made any sense at all. And I don't really agree with her on much of what she said, but she was the one, between her and Delaney, those are the only two last night that really made any sense. Her with the, like, we need to address these issues that are plaguing the Democrat Party, and Delaney on his, look, let's just, and I don't agree with, you know, healthcare is right, bull, poppycock. But what he presented was something that I can say, okay, I can see that, and that is make it available so that those who don't have insurance can get it through this program, but at the same time, we don't take away everybody else's health care. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't have the best health care insurance in the world, but what I've got ain't bad. And I have almost no out-of-pocket at all.
Well, now, that's a good situation to be in.
You want to take that away from me? I have worked hard for that. I have put in my years. I have worked hard for that. And you want to take that away from me? Imagine how the union workers will feel when you take what they've got that they actually have, because a lot of unions, their workers got pretty dead. Their insurance is a little bit better than mine. And I kind of like what I got. But theirs is, yep, in many ways, a lot better than mine. And you want to take that away from them? Are you kidding me? Seriously? These people have worked for what they've got. And you want to take that away? These people, I tell you what, Mike, if last night is any indication of what we got in the Democrat field, Trump has already won.
Well, I think the Democrats know that, and I'm hearing this sort of back channel discussion where they're still talking about Hillary coming on in, but her brand is so badly damaged. They're even talking about throwing Michelle Obama in there.
Oh, God!
Desperation on the cusp of madness.
If I have to choose, if I have to go with an Obama, give me what's the oldest one's name? What is her name again? Oh, crap, I can't even think of her name right off the bat. But the oldest Obama girl. I'd rather take her over. I'd rather take her over her mom. But if I had to choose, if you're going to throw a Clinton out there, oh my God, please give us Chelsea.
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, first of all, Chelsea's dealing with new family issues. But she was raised by Bill and Hillary Clinton, and so I would be very leery. That she is a chip off the old block, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you got to choose a Clinton, you might as well get a young one, right? Anyway, thanks, Mike. Have a great one. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, a few points. I'm very sympathetic towards Bernie Sanders, particularly his views about American health care. We have to be honest. American health care has failed the American people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go to a typical doctor's office, and who do you see? I'll tell you what you see. As soon as you walk in, you see typically one or two women on the phone. And they're not talking to their girlfriends about things around the house, no. They're talking to other insurance companies trying to work out your bill.
Yep.
And so we have a Byzantine bureaucracy of parasites that stand in the way of you and your doctor in trying to get affordable health care. And I agreed with both him and Elizabeth Warren. She, too, basically understands the problem with American health care. It's the, for one, it was Obamacare that was written by the insurance companies. And two, there's no unified, like, policies to make, you know, them work synergistically so they're more similar to each other and have similar rules. So it could be more efficient. None of them care about efficiency. You know, they pointed out that the healthcare companies, insurance companies make, I forget how many billions in profit per year. That's the profit. That's not the expenditure on the bureaucracy of the insurance companies. See what I mean? And these are people that don't heal you. They don't give you anything, any services whatsoever, other than just standing in the way of you and your money. And that's the problem. And this is where, and what a lot of people don't understand now, what Bernie Sanders is offering ultimately socialist medicine. But people have to understand the importance of what is known as the singularity, and with modern computing power and unified computing power, that if the government did run, and actually they ought to farm it out to somebody who would do it efficiently, like a Google, right? And basically, you just, your only interaction with your insurance is through your own private portal, which tells you the amount of money you have, and you basically have an individual insurance fund, which is mandated through the government, right? And money is put aside by your employer for your family's health care plan and system through a simplistic billing plan and a universal one. It could be very efficient, way more efficient than we have now. And instead of people in the doctor's offices having to be hired and, you know, provided with health care and all the rest, you basically, they would just go to the computer and you would pay through the one simple computer program and voila, done. We're singularity. So I think some of the people out there don't understand, first of all, how modern computers can solve a lot of these bureaucratic problems and get rid of these insurance parasites.
Well, if the computers are working correctly, which is more and more questionable, especially if you look at the problems on the 737 MAX, these computer systems are being put out there without being properly, adequately tested. And here we're talking about computer systems in which we're supposed to entrust our life. And for me, the big problem with our current medical system is that it's not just all the layers between you and the doctor to get care. It's the delay. And the thing that really got me angry over the treatment of Claire, when she suffered her spinal fracture in January of last year, it was 90 days, 3 months before Straub would see her and we could find out exactly what we were dealing with, what was causing all that pain. And because of that 90-day delay, her vertebra may have partially fused in an incorrect orientation. It was terrible. One of the reasons we're moving to Indiana is we're going to have family around us, two of whom are medical professionals. So we're not going to have any more of this 90-day nonsense.
Well, I think also I wonder whether you being in Hawaii played a role in that, instead of being on the mainland where you could try and shop for doctors elsewhere, even out of state for that matter. But another point that Bernie made last night, I really like this because it was a bit of a publicity stunt on his part, is how he brought a group of diabetics over to Canada to buy insulin at the Canadian prices, which is one-tenth the price of American insulin prices. So by all measures, now here's what it comes down to, is if we really have the best health care system and we really are capitalist and we're superior by all means than the rest of the world, how come ours isn't the cheapest in having the best results? And yet, if you look on many of these, I'm looking at an article from the Business Insider, we're rated number 36. France and Italy are number 1 and 2, right? So we're failing. This system is a failure. And so Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, hats off to you. At least you're talking about the failure. Where's Trump? He said he was going to overturn Obamacare. Where were the Republicans? They said they were going to try to revamp the health insurance and the health care industry. They did nothing. They had 2 years. They did nothing. So don't be mad at the Democrats for trying to find another problem when the Republicans have sat on their hands and you know they have shares in these health care insurance companies and all the rest, and in Big Pharma, and they're collecting their dividends. They don't give a damn. They pretend like they're against it, but once they had the chance, they went right along and let it ride because they didn't overturn it when they had the chance. So don't blame the liberals for trying to change our systemic failures. And that's why I'm totally sympathetic with Bernie. If he wasn't so old and crazy about some of the other stuff, I might vote for him.
Okay, well, we'll have to look at that a little bit more closely. But the reason our medical system is a mess goes all the way back to Richard Nixon and the Health Maintenance Organization Act, which Nixon signed into law as a favor to his friends over at the Kaiser Permanente. And that was the point at which medicine stopped being about medical care and became another for-profit operation. So,
well, if it's for profit, that is the definition of capitalism, right?
Yeah, well, prior to Nixon, there were laws limiting how much money medical establishments could make on their patients. You know that.
So that would be called called government regulation, then, huh?
Well, it worked back then because it kept the prices down, and. So anyway, listen, got to let you go. We've got other callers on the line. So let's switch to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Mike, if Tulsi Gabbard was president and she did sign for the BDS thing, like, nothing's changed. You know what I mean? Like, nothing's changed. Like, Trump gets in, nothing's changed. Obama, nothing. Tulsi Gabbard does this flip with the beat. It's just unreal, like how they're all sellouts. And
yes.
if some of your listeners think Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, she kept railing against Wall Street, remember, or the banks? She's probably in the pocket of them. You know, I mean, come on.
Well, they probably all are to one extent or another. It's like I said at the beginning of the show here. I don't know why people are even paying attention because, you know, what is being promised at the debates has no more basis in reality than what is being promised on the campaign trail. It doesn't matter what they say here. Should they win the election, it's not going to happen probably.
And you know why? Because the system sucks. It's corrupted.
Yes.
The medical system's corrupted. This military-industrial complex we got, obviously that's corrupted. Our government has failed us. And if anybody thinks we're going to rise up, I said it before and I'll say it again, the only thing Americans rise for is using the toilet and reaching for the Cheetos during the big game, Mike. That's it. There's not going to be no rising up for this because we've been dumbed down so long thanks to our great schools. That's it. That's it, man. You know, like... And Tulsi Gabbard has basically, I thought Trump was like it, but Tulsi Gabbard has just doubled it for me, like to say, this system's finished, man. Like, geez, you know, I mean, what else can go wrong? Like, who else can stab us in the back? Like, Rand Paul coming back from Iran saying, bomb him. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, geez, I mean.
Yeah.
I give up. I'm not voting no more. That's it. I'm not voting. I don't care who's running because they're just going to be setting you. You're going to set yourself up for a big fat disappointment.
Yep.
And you said you don't have no dog in this hunt anymore. This is true. I don't either. You know, because of Tulsi Gabbard. She's the cherry on top of the ice cream, man. Yeah, like she showed you what it's all about. You know, they don't care about us. That's it, man. Sheldon Adelson's one person.
Yep.
We are millions. And she goes with Sheldon Adelson. I mean, come on now. That tells you how what they think about us.
Yep.
You know? And, yeah, she's
well,
good on...
Well, you know, the big problem is when they repealed all the limits on campaign donations because the way it was originally set up, everybody, rich or poor, could only donate so much to a candidate so that the candidate's war chest was a true reflection of their popularity. When that was all taken away, it basically opened the doors for the rich to buy the candidates out from under us. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break for commercials. Do you have any more, Dustin?
Yeah. Can you hold me over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the
line. Okay, thanks.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. We're talking about, we're talking about a bunch of different stuff here. So, Dustin, you said you had more that you wanted to share with us.
I wanted to finish this up before one more quick topic. Do you listeners remember Bernie Sanders, who ran against Hillary and she stole the nomination from her, and he did squat about it, Mike? He didn't do zip because they either had him blackmailed, which was in the email, said we had leverage on him, if people know about that email. But either way, he didn't do anything about it. He folded up like a cheap tent or whatever you call it, you know? So how many times can people write chump on their forehead? That's chump, not Trump, before you run out of room, Mike, you know? I mean,
yes.
I'm sorry, but... all these people are garbage. They're garbage, you know? And remember, they picked the nomination, so all these people are picked. We're not picking any of them, you know? So, and I want to end off with that subject, and then real quick, Mike, I know you're going to talk about the economy, about if everything is so good, why do they reduce the interest rates?
That signals we're going into a recession.
And that's not good, Mike, you know. But that's all I have to say, Mike. Have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael, and good day to Dustin. Yeah, Dustin, I don't blame you for not voting. If I was Dustin, I wouldn't vote either. Not in the state of New Jersey. Maybe he came to Florida, his vote would count, but in that state, it doesn't count. So that's what I got to say about that. As far as So anyway, you know, that's what I got to say about that. If he's in Jersey, his vote ain't gonna count. So, Michael, what I want to talk about is that debate last night. That wasn't a joke.
Yes.
Watch this, Bernie and all these libs want to give the kitchen sink away. Who's going to pay for all this, Michael? Who's going to pay for it all?
Well, that's something none of them will answer. They're coming on out and playing the typical Democrat thing. Vote for us. We're going to give you free stuff. And nobody says how they're going to pay for it. Remember when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out with her Green New Deal, and everybody was saying, it's going to be hideously expensive. How are you going to pay for it? And she'd say, well, we'll just pay for it. Okay, how? Well, we'll just pay for it. No idea whatsoever. Latest estimates are that the Green New Deal would cost the average American family $70,000 a year.
That's correct. I mean, it's unbelievable, and the American public don't buy into that. Give me a break. I mean, what do you have, a bunch of dingbats? You know, and the demon rats? I don't know, Michael. But another thing that's going on is, with this, now we got Biden coming on tonight with what's her name, Harris, and that's another going to be another spectacle. That, and then you got the one guy, what's his name, Cory Booker wants to punch Trump in the mouth and all this. And you know, getting back to what happened, I want to tell Dustin is, in the state of Florida, my vote really did count, because we got a governor now, got rid of sanctuary cities. If the guy Gillum would have got in there, this state would have been ruined like New York, and New Jersey. But since we got a state now that actually says, no, you come here illegally, you're getting the hell out of here. Now, that my vote really did count. His vote doesn't count in Jersey or New York.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying, Michael?
I hear what you're saying, yes.
In this state, the vote really did count. It hasn't counted in Jersey for, what, 30, 40 years?
It's pretty messed up. One of the areas in which I'm disappointed in Trump is he came on in basically acknowledging there are serious problems with our elections, and he was going to deal with it. And then he set this commission. The commission was, you know, meeting some resistance from the state election commissions for obvious reasons. And Trump just dropped the ball.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right, Michael. But, you know, Michael, one more thing, and I'll let him get another caller. But this is really heavy duty. Michael, you had a car before Dustin, he called in. He was pretty cool. But, yeah, Michael, let's look at the illegal immigration. I told you about OAN, One American News. I was watching them yesterday. Every hour on the hour, they give the immigration figures. Now, listen to this, Michael. In all these countries, only the men drive cars. You got 1.7 million in agriculture, totally, in the United States, feeding the United States' food. I say 2 million at the max. You got multiple millions in here doing, I don't know what they're doing, but they all want to drive cars. When they're in their country, they don't drive cars. The women don't even drive a car. You understand? So you talk about AOC and Bernie Sanders without the Green New Deal and all these global emissions. All you hear about, the global war, the global, the heat. Well, when all these multiple millions of more people coming in here wanting cars because they need a car to go to work, you cannot live in the United States without a car. So all these freak shows in a Democratic Party, oh, it's global warming. What a lie. Why are you allowing this country to be flooded with hundreds of millions of illegals, Michael?
Okay, well, Tom, on that note, we have to let you go and take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's see, our next call is Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been looking at population growth of the United States, you know, since the 50s. And, you know, it's a fairly straight line. And you know, in order to support the Ponzi scheme, that is a debt-based monetary system, you have to have a growing population. You have to have peons on the bottom to pay for the people on the top.
Yeah, but they've got to have jobs.
Yes. But another thing that's interesting is, for instance, in 1955, the United States population accounted for 6.2% of the world's population. And in 2019, it accounts for 4.27%. And at the same time, the fertility rate in 2019 was 1.88, and in 1955 it was 3.31. So, obviously, a lot has changed, and primarily one of the things that has changed for the worse is obviously the monetary system. And you know, we've talked about Nixon, and you mentioned him again today, and the amount of damage that him and his administration and his puppets, his puppet masters, did to the United States in 1971. Basically that's where a lot of these problems stem from. Delinking the dollar to the convertibility of the dollar into gold, right? That's
to
huge.
Unlinking it, yes.
And then you have the healthcare system is now for profit or a business. So guess what? You get to make money off other people's misery, and it's crazy. You start thinking about these things, and you realize that, yeah, you know what, Dustin, your vote doesn't count. No, ordinary people's votes don't count in the United States, and increasingly up in Canada, because of the fact that now you have this huge, massive money supply, and only a few people have access to it, and they pretty much got the country locked up. They do what they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
And no one does any different. The last person that did, I guess, would have been Kennedy. So that's how it is. I mean, you don't like if you this collapse you always talk about. I hope it happens soon because this nonsense is coming up to Canada, and you know we're not far behind as far as corruption and blatantly seeing, that there is a two-tiered system. It's us, and it's those mm-hmm. other people up there. So, anyways, those are my two cents, Mike. I appreciate your time.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things quick, Mike. Oh, that last caller should call back in sometime and tell him how much he the Canadian workers. I watch Alex Jones for like 15 minutes every day just to see if he outlies himself. And today he was telling us how the Germans were cloning rabbits. Well, I doubt it, because when Hitler, one of his first directives was to stop experimentation on animals. Number two, you take a look at the world map and you look at all the white countries on the map, and almost all of them have health care as a right. Even in Israel, healthcare is a right, and it's nonprofit. Now, if you take Canada and London or England and all the European countries, Australia, you go over to these other countries, and healthcare is a right. In this country, it was pretty much a right back in the 60s and early 70s,
yes.
But then the health maintenance legislation went through. But for the most part, anywhere you have a white population, you have good quality and ease of access for health care, and it's getting much more difficult in this country.
Yes.
You know, Hal Turner had a heart attack on April 22nd, and he was posting his doctor bills. He had to go to the ER in New Jersey. A couple of days later, they had him down for a quadruple bypass. Well, when he got done, his health bill, his bills were $438,000. You know, he had health care, he had health insurance. The person that controls healthcare and United Healthcare, CEO was making of United Health making $78 million a year. Okay, so the Democrats they talk about the healthcare, who's going to pay for it and everything. That's right, who's going to pay for it? But the difference in our country, you know, and the rest of the other white countries, is they don't have a few of these pigs getting all the cash flow. Okay, all the
yes.
cash in this country is flowing into a very narrow venturi, and it's getting dry. And when the Federal Reserve borrows money to these corporations for nothing, they just go ahead and buy their stock back. So
yes.
The Federal Reserve and what's going on, that's a conspiracy, because they're allowing this very slim margin of people to own everything. Okay, and I know a lot of the people at RBN, you know, defend capitalism like it's something, you know, like it's the lost ark, okay? But what we have in this country is predatory capitalism, and it kills people. Capitalism.
Well, what we have
in
this country today is fascism. We stopped being a capitalist country a long time ago, 20, 30 years.
Well, fascism, whatever, it's called getting money. cop gives you a DUI, that's getting money. That's gonna get money out of you for a long time to come. So what we have in this country is very few people getting all the cash. So fascism, yes. Predatory capitalism, call it what you want. But, you know, these Democrats, whether they care, I don't think these Democrats give a flying crap about our health care, but right now that's what's flying, and they're just preying on this to make Trump look good. You know, Trump can do anything, and nobody's going to get rid of him. So, hey, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you've got it. Well, Rick, I mean, one of the purposes of these debates is to try and, you know, define the issues for the voters, to tell the voters this is what you should be thinking of. Now, surveys are showing right now most voters are most concerned with the immigration problem, three times as much as they are concerned with health care. But the Democrats are trying to pull away from that because they realize the immigration issue and the open borders has become a liability for them in the 2020 election. So they're trying to say, this is what the election's going to be about. This is what you should be thinking about, and ignore all the rest of it. And that's one of the functions of having these debates in the first place. And by the way, as a side note, a lot of countries are cloning rabbits, including Germany and France, mostly for research purposes, so that they have identical genetic copies of rabbits for drug research. Let's go back to the phones here to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, there's a couple things. It touches on a couple of the calls.
Yes.
But first off, it's pretty clear the complete sellout, given the choice between taking the money from Israel in the fifth column or standing up for our First Amendment rights. Tulsi Gabbard, who was my big hope too, which I'm now disavowing her as well. Chose to step on our First Amendment rights and go with the big money from the 1.7% of the population, and even less than that, who are really the big money guys. Secondly, it's become abundantly clear in my the people who are pushing the open borders, the people who are pushing all that. You've got to have the magnet for all the open borders is, among other things, the fact that the healthcare system, and you and I and everybody who's listening here are picking up the tab, but it's a magnet for the people coming in from Central and South America and Mexico and everywhere else. And so they go hand in hand. The more money you spend on the healthcare, God, we should have it. Also, it's the bigger draw, to get people in to ruin us. And by the way, then there's the Democratic Party, which is a champion of all that stuff, which, in order to be more diverse, apparently is firing or laying off all their white employees. Did you see that?
Yeah, all the long-term white staffers are being let go because they got a complaint about diversity. And, I mean, you know, after all, what can it hurt? I mean, look how it worked out for Boeing.
Yeah, right. But you know what, Mike? There was an article, it was over in UNS.com a couple of weeks ago, saying, when are we just going to call it the way it is? The liberals, the Democratic Party, are anti-white. They're trying to get us to buy houses for black people. They're trying to get us to have, of course, it's going to come out of our pocket. We didn't do anything to them. They're trying us to get for reparations. Now they're expunging all the white people who are, you know, dedicated employees to their political beliefs and party, and they're kicking them out. When are we going to come right out and say, Democratic, and you know who owns the Democratic Party and the Republican Party? We've gone over this many times before. Who owns the Federal Reserve? Who owns it all? They're anti-white. They don't want us to have. We're the biggest threat. We're educated. There's more of us. We're the ones that built this, and they're the ones that they're aiming at us to tear down. The other thing is, almost universally among that group that controls us, it starts with a J. At any rate, they certainly are universally advocates of strict gun control. and
yes.
and Bloomberg, everybody else. And you know why? Well, because they own the press. We can't beat them there. They own the courts. We can't beat them there. They own all the representatives. They own the government. They own the presidency. They own everything. But what they can't, they can beat us in all those places because they own them, because of the Federal Reserve. But where they can't beat us is in a fight. They cannot beat us in a fight. There's too many. So they have to disarm us and break us up. We can't have an identity, and we can't have weapons. And that's what they're after, and that's yep. why. So what do you think about that, Mike?
Well, no, you've summed it up pretty much. You know, we're heading toward this dystopian society where, you know, government wants total control over every aspect of our lives, including what we eat, what medicines we take. And yes, they want us totally disarmed. You know, in the more extreme, they want us to give up our private cars and confine ourselves to public transportation, like this wonderful light rail system we have down here at the bottom of the hill. And unfortunately, the more they tinker with the society, the worse things get. And we're seeing it in all these democratic strongholds like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Baltimore and Chicago and so forth.
And, you know, the gentleman was on before. I was talking about the economy and so on. He was talking about basically he was referring to the Federal Reserve obliquely, if not outright. But, you know, after the housing crisis and all that that happened in the, you know, with the bundling derivatives and all that happened in 2007 and 8, when, you know, the bankers know that they are debasing our economy. They
yes.
know they know that the dollar, which they control, they print the money, they control the supply. They know they're debasing it, and it's akin to a piece of soap in the shower that gets smaller every day, and they know it gets smaller every day. So in 2008 and ever since then, they, you know, when all those people were put out of their homes, largely by fraud, none of the bankers went to jail, but the bankers, you know that they're holding on to a declining asset because they're the ones declining it. They're trying
yes.
to convert that into real wealth by you know, taking people's homes, by buying up the stock market, which that gentleman referred to, and he's right. If you look at that, they're being bought up by things like Vanguard Capital. All the Federal Reserve member boards, banks are buying up the stock market, have been for a long time. But they know they're doing it, and that's why that money is not going to us. It's going to them. What we get is a debasement, and what they get is the hard assets.
Yes. Well, that's the way it's set up. You know,
that's right.
And that's the way bankers always set it up. And we saw that during the Depression of the 1930s and even early depressions before that. I mean, if you remember vaudeville, the classic stereotypical villain character was a banker who was always clutching a mortgage, and he had his cape and his stovepipe hat and his riding crop. That didn't come out of thin air. That was something that was happening to too many people at that time.
Yeah, but that image is not even allowed to be shown now. You know,
yes.
Like the Monopoly character, you know, when on Chance or Community Chess, the banker's always the fat cat in that. That image has gone away. Since the media, they didn't control back in the 30s. They couldn't quite control that image. But now there's none of that. There's none of that at all, and all that's diverted away from the banks. Nobody talks about what you talked about the other day, how they're rigging foreign exchange. Now they've rigged
yes.
LIBOR. They've rigged everything. What haven't they rigged? It's all rigged for them against us. And you know
yep.
it's you know Jesus. They remember high speed trading, that was rigged.
That got really out of control back in the 80s, but it's under control now. And one of the reasons the derivatives are out of control is those are being not only traded by computers, the derivatives bundles are being put together by computers. It's completely out of control.
Well, and the direction it's going, I guarantee you, and everybody out there, it's not in our favor. Yeah, you can trace where the money's going. Yeah.
These systems are never set up in our favor. The only one that was the one that this country was started with, only because we, the people, were governing ourselves and setting up systems to serve the country and the people. And then the bankers come on in, and yeah, they take it on over. And of course, they're going to change it to suit their interests, which is, as you say, the real wealth of the country winds up in their pockets. Anyway, listen, Peter, we got to take a break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Boy, it's been a busy day on the phone lines. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mark, I just got one comment to you and to Dustin and to whoever else that says they're not going to vote. I would like to suggest that you vote for a third party, and whoever it might be, I mean, there might be somebody come up that's more attractive in one of those parties that we all should vote for. But if they see people not voting, that's basically what they want. I mean, they can take control and you don't have a say. But if they see the votes piling up in these third parties, it's telling them that we're dissatisfied with a two-party system. And I am. I don't know about you or Dustin, but I'm fed up with a two-party system because I know they control both of them. They're both control. Yep. But if we can have more numbers outside of that two-party system, it might create some momentum to do something about it and maybe create another means of having representation. What are your thoughts?
Well, that would be one message we could send to them. The other one being that if you don't vote, that means there's an empty registration out there that the vote riggers can use to cast a phony vote. So we need to make sure that if you are registered to vote, go ahead and vote and use up that registration. But until the election system itself is overhauled, I can understand the frustration of these other callers because our votes really don't matter anymore. And I
mean, that's right. But the only thing we can do is say we don't like this system. We're going to vote in another system, and that way, you know, the message is clear. They're not voting at all.
Well, you need to understand that the way things are set up now, third parties are at a serious disadvantage. The two traditional parties, whoever their candidate is, they're automatically on the ballot in all 50 states, except possibly California over that whole tax thing. We'll see what happens there. If you are running a third party, you have to mount petition drives in all 50 states to get your candidate on that ballot, and that uses up volunteer time, it uses up resources, and for most third parties, that basically can break them right there.
Yes, that's true, but there might be something on the ballot where you can write somebody in, or if somebody is on the ballot that's with a third party, you vote for them. I know, you know, it's tough to get on there, and the system is rigged against a third party. That's why these third parties have to go through all this stuff every time. They can't, you know, take the momentum they started on the prior election. They have to go through it every time.
Yes.
And we have to do whatever we can to say, hey, we don't like the system the way it is, and we want something else. And that would be in their face.
All right. Well, that's
okay,
one
Mike,
way of looking at it.
All right.
Anyway, Terry, there's the music. We've got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.